As the school year kicks off, Exercise New Zealand is calling on government schools and whānau to encourage kids to be more active. Chief Executive Richard Betty says that we've got one of the worst rates of children's physical activity in the world, and it could be a time to start new ways of changing that. Richard joins us now. Hi.
Good afternoon, Jesse.
How bad are things at the moment?
Well, the stats in New Zealand are pretty appalling. We have 90% don't meet the WHO guidelines of physical activity. When we compare that, for example, with America, they have 80% don't meet it. In other words, 20% do. So they're doing, you could say, you know, double as well as we are. It is a problem in many developed countries, but New Zealand is one of the absolute worst. And, you know, we've just got to take some action on this.
Why?
Well, look, it is one of those good examples of a complicated issue, and there is no one simple fix to it, but there's a number of things that are driving this. The first one, of course, is the prevalence of what we call screens these days. It used to be, if I go back to my day, it was about how much time you watch television. Kids don't watch television these days. It's more about, you know, mobile phones or watching YouTube on a computer. And so screen time is really important at the moment, where it's actually taking kids away from just literally being outdoors and playing. And it's important here, we're talking about being active, not necessarily structured sport. That's included in this, but what it is about doing something that is not involving sitting down. And it only needs to be an hour a day for children. And you think about, going back to, I'll say, in my day, it makes me sound old when I say it that way, but, you know, going outside and playing counts. This is not about necessarily playing sport, although, you know, that's part of the problem, if I'm really blunt, in that we have an over-fixation with sport in this country. And I think sport is part of the solution, but it's not the only solution. Because what actually happens in schools, if you're not a sporty kid and you're forced to play sport, it actually puts you off physical activity. But there are many examples of schools doing great work in this space where, yes, they have a good sporting curriculum, but they also have things like yoga. They also have things like running groups. They also have things like walking groups or encouraging cycling to school. They are the type of things we need to work collectively on, not just saying sport is the answer to this, because it's not.
What are the benefits of getting kids active?
Well, you've got to look at short-term. So short-term, you'd be saying it's actually about their academic performance. So there's lots of evidence to show that children perform better academically when they are physically active, and also they're more mentally robust. And these days, there's a huge focus, and I think it's a really good focus on mental health in terms of depression, anxiety, all the conditions that we normally associate with having bad mental health can be prevented in the most part by physical activity. Now, again, this is not a replacement for medication at the pointy end of the spectrum, but for the vast majority of people who go through rough times, having more physical resilience actually helps with mental resilience. And then we look at
Is that a bit of a leap, Richard? Can you explain what the connection is there?
Yeah. So, look, there's great research that shows that someone who is physically active, whether it be children or adults, that they actually have greater mental resilience when they are physically active. So the prevalence of depression is actually lower amongst physically active people. When you look at the best antidepressant in the world, works in about 40% of cases. Physical activity works in about 55% of cases. So if you're just looking at it at a population level, it's actually the most effective antidepressant you can have. Now, really careful, I'm not saying go off your medication and go to the gym instead. But if we're talking about population, if we could get 1,000 Kiwis to be more active, children or adults, we would actually reduce the prevalence of depression in New Zealand. And so this is something that's really important. And it's well proven. There is lots of evidence to support this. And again, this is not about an individual. If you are currently on medication, stay on the medication. But if we can remove and reduce the prevalence of depression, and the other one, of course, these days is anxiety, particularly in places like Christchurch, where there's been lots of stresses on people, children and adults, then giving someone physical resilience really helped with their mental resilience.
What needs to change?
Look, this needs to be something that we work on collectively. So often people point at schools and kind of say schools need to change. And schools are part of it, but we can't just say that the schools and the teachers need to do this. This is involved. It's got to involve families. It's got to involve schools. It's got to involve government as well, because the government needs to look at their role and what are they encouraging and what are they funding. And then finally, we've got to involve the community, including the exercise community, because there's lots of great programs out there that could be delivered either in schools, in other words, what we call outreach, or actually outside of schools, because not all physical activity has to be in school. actually offer those to the New Zealand public. And there's lots of facilities that do that. Lots of councils do it. Many commercial gyms do it. But working with the exercise community as well as schools, family and government, and it's not an easy fix, but it's something that definitely has to be done, because if we don't, we're going to have kids that are actually going to have a lower life expectancy than their parents. And that's something that is just unacceptable in New Zealand.
It's got to become part of their lifestyle, doesn't it? It's part of their just everyday everyday way they live their life, rather than, yes, hey, 2 p.m. time for activity.
You are entirely right. In fact, you know, I often say the biggest gift you can give someone is a joy for moving their body, you know, the appreciation they want to. And what we're having, we talk about poverty and the haves and the have-nots, so, you know, people that have money and people that don't. The same thing's happening with physical activity. You can go past some schools, and if you look in the kids in those schools, the vast majority of them are not overweight. The vast majority of them are very active. You go, well, what's the problem? You know, there's a couple of children that look overweight, but most of them aren't. You go past other schools, almost 90% of them are the reverse, where they're not active. You can see that they are, they carry a lot of weight on them. And again, this is not blaming anyone. It's just making an observation. There are two different groups in society at the moment. In the same way we have it with poverty, we have it with physical activity. There are the haves and the have-nots. There are the active people. They're fine, and they're in a certain group, generally speaking, in the more affluent suburbs. And then when we go into a lower socioeconomic school, we have major problems with physical inactivity, not just the children, of course, the family as well. And that's why this needs to be a comprehensive, whānau-based approach, not just simply telling people they need to be more active, because that's not going to work. It's beating people with a stick doesn't work.
Good luck. Thanks for your time, Richard.
Cheers. Thanks, Jesse.
Richard Beattie, who is CEO of Exercise New Zealand, or chief executive, rather, calling for more activity among New Zealand's children.